mourning and crying. They'd done and embalmed her and everything else. And Jesus went in there and said, "Give place. The maid's not dead, but she's alive." And they laughed him to scorn. He just put them all out. He put out all the unbelief. And then he went to work. Took Peter, James, and John. Faith, hope, and love. "Maid, arise." When she raised, he said, "Give her meat." A lot of denominations don't, or organizations don't believe in eating meat. They sure don't know the word. Hallelujah. Do you love the Lord this morning? You know, even the Catholics, you know, the calendar we got, the one day of the week is called Friday because the Catholic doctrine, eating fried fish on Friday, it's not meat. It's what they say. They say don't eat meat on Friday. But you know, there's a beautiful little story in the Bible where the disciples had been fishing and they'd tried all night and couldn't catch nothing. The next morning, Jesus is standing on the shore. First thing he says to him, he says, "Children, have you got any meat?" "Oh, I thought fish wasn't meat." And when they come to shore, the fish was on the fire. And they had a meal. The Lord had cooked for them. You love the Lord? But the Bible will bring out those false doctrines and just lay the truth out there. The Catholic Church tries to say, "Oh, the Bible is just a history of what the church did. And it don't matter what that says. We've got the authority to change the word, you know, and so forth. And that's just a history." Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. If you add to it, God will add the plagues written in the book. If you take away from it, God will take your place out of the book of life." I still remember we got a video in the church about Martin Luther. When Luther got in trouble with the Catholic Church, one of the statements he made, he said, "A simple school child with the word of God has more authority before the throne of God than the priest without the word." And I know he was right. The priest might not like to hear it. They didn't want this word in the hands of the common people. They tried to teach that it was their priests and monks and so forth that preserved this word so we could have it for today. And the history teaches us John was exiled to the Isle of Patmos for taking these different little letters to the Corinthians, to the Ephesians and so forth, assembling them into book form. He said, "I was on the Patmos for the word of God." History tells us they boiled him in oil for 24 hours to try to boil the Holy Ghost out of him, and it couldn't touch him. They said he was witched and he bewitched the oil. The Isle of Patmos was not a pleasant place. It was a bad place with lots of poisonous snakes that could kill you one bite. Yet God kept John safe from that. Snakes. A lot of people try to say, "Well, I go to church on Sunday because that's the Lord's day." John said in the book of Revelation, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.